get started with the third talk in this morning's session. This talk is by Manami Sato, Apai Tang, Takuyo Kubo, Junho Kim, and Masatoshi Koizumi, documenting how Chukwu Sidik speakers and English speakers think and produce their languages.
Thank you. So today I'll talk about how Chukwu speakers and English speakers think and use their language. I collaborated with Apai Tang, who is a native speaker of Chukwu, and Takuya Kubo, Junho Kim, and Masatoshi Koizumi from Tohoku University. So first, let me ask you one question. How do you describe this picture? The most common answer would be, maybe the boy is reading a book. And if this is, this sentence has SVO word order. Before we come up with a sentence, what we do in our mind is to recognize that there are three elements involved in this event. That is, a book, reading action, and also a boy. Note that there is no language comes into play when we perceive the event in our mind. After we conceptually perceive these three elements, we put them into language. And then finally, we can come up with the sentence, that is, the boy is reading a book. But here's a question. When you perceive this event, in which order do you really access in your mind? Do you conceptually access book first, reading action second, and a boy last? Or do you conceptually access action first, book second, and a boy the last? Another possibility is that you may access boy first, book second, and then reading action the last. So in this research, we try to answer one question, that is, if people use different languages, such as English or Chukwu, do they think or do they conceptually perceive the event differently? More specifically, is conceptual order influenced by word order, or is it universal, no matter what kind of languages we speak? To answer these questions, we set up two hypotheses. The first hypothesis is that conceptual order is influenced by word order. So that conceptual order is the way people think or access to that conceptual component in their mind. So if conceptual order is influenced by word order, then people would perceive the event as language describes. So SVO language speakers, such as English, would conceptually access this event in the order of subject, object, verb. Likewise, VOS language speakers, such as Chukwu, conceptually access this event in the order of action first, object second, and subject the last. The second hypothesis is that conceptual order is universal. Since no language comes into play when we think or when we try to understand the event in our mind, there could be a universal order no matter what kind of language we speak. So, if conceptual order is universal, there should be a single universal order regardless of language people speak. And the most strong candidate of this conceptual order is SOV. Here are some reasons why SOV could be a universal conceptual order. It is reported that deaf children who receive no language input throughout childhood tend to use SOV sign language order. And also when new sign languages were born or created, the sign order tend to be SOV, even though their linguistic environment is SVO language. So this supports that maybe for human beings, SOV accessing subject first, object second, and the action last would be the most natural way to think about the event. Another evidence comes from experiments, and then I'll show you a couple of gesture experiments. Some digital studies showed SOV as a universal conceptual order. In their study, digitals are used as a tool for investigating a conceptual order. Their material, they use animation or line drawing pictures. Any participants saw picture or animation and they are asked to describe the picture using their own hand. And they coded the order of the gesture. And for example, this participant saw the picture of girl is covering the box. And then this participant did the gesture, girl, box, and then cover. So this is SOV order. And previous study tested many different languages, including English, Chinese, Spanish, Italian, Hebrew, and Turkish. Even though their results, empirical results, are very clear and convincing, and it shows that most natural way for human beings to think about the event is SOV order, but still, all they tested languages that are all SO languages, SO order. So this leaves open question whether speakers of OS languages, such as Chukwu, think in the same way as speakers of SO languages. So to answer this question, we conducted one sentence production experiment and one gesture experiment with two language groups, English speakers and English speakers at UH and Chukwu native speakers in Taiwan. So this pair of experiments compare and contrast the order of information used in language and the order people use to when they think about the event. So here's a prediction. We predicted that if conceptual order is influenced by word order, we should observe gesture order that is consistent with word order. However, if it is universal, then we should be able to observe predominant SOV gestures, as previous study claimed. We also examined if conceptual accessibility is universal or not. So if that's universal, people prefer to access agent first and the patient second, animate entity first and inanimate entity the second. And this is the procedures for the production experiment. Very simple task. So all participants have to do is look at this picture and orally describe the picture in a simple sentence. And there's a practice session before the main session, so people are familiar with all the vocabularies they have to use to describe this picture. So for English speakers, they might say, the boy is kicking a tree. That's very simple. And they move to the main session, and all the sentences are recorded by video voice recorder. And the same participant did the gesture experiment too. And gesture experiment, everything's the same, but they cannot use words. They only can use their hands to describe the picture. And they are asked to use only three gesture components. Three components are, as you can see, boy, tree, and kick action. So there's a three components all the time in the picture. Again, there's a practice session, so they know how to describe the picture using their hand. And they move to the main session. Their gestures are recorded by video camera. So this is the pictures that we use for the practice session. So we presented each object and each action item individually so that they can practice vocabularies or gestures for each items, objects and actions. And we had three conditions. Six items for each condition. The first condition called human-human because the agent is human, the patient is human, and the second condition is human-object condition. Agent is human, but patient is object. And the last condition is object-human condition. As you can see, boat and police car is a subject. I mean, the agent is object, right? And the patient is human. When we created the picture material, we control the size of the agent and patient is similar. And then also, we make sure that those three components, agent, patient, and action, are clear and easy to recognize. So we care about the size and easy recognition. So this is an example from human-human condition, and we did the same thing for other condition too. Three elements, very clear, and easy recognition. And this is the last condition. Agent, chasing action, and then patient. And we conducted sentence production experiment with 24 native speakers of English at UH and 24 Turkocidic speakers in Hualien. Before showing the results from sentence production, let me briefly describe Turku language. So the number population is 24,000, and the number of speakers is unknown, but it is reported that there's no speakers of younger generation or young children. Turku is considered as a disappearing language, and dominant language for them is a Mandarin. And Turku is classified as a definitely endangered language, and amount of quality of documentation is fair. And the basic word order, and then Tang 2011 conducted questionnaires with 72 Turku native speakers. And this table showed the population, the proportion of the language use in different age group. She found that younger generation use Chinese more than Turku, but people over 41 use more Turku than Chinese. But as you can see, it is very obvious that the use of Turku is decreasing. The basic word order in Turku is DOS, but also SVO is the second frequent use in this language. This language allows OVS and VOS word orders too. Now let me show you the result from sentence production experiment. So again, in this experiment, people see this picture and describe the picture in a very simple sentence. Results from English. That's obvious. So SVO is a dominant word order in English. And here's a result from Turku. Age of the participants are from between 60 to 89 years old, pretty old, 60 to 89 years old. And we found that VOS is a dominant word order in Turku. And as you can see, second frequent word order they used was SVO. Now we know what word order people prefer to use to describe the event. So we can see if word order influence how people conceptually or think about the event. Let's take a look at the result from gesture experiment. So we set up four questions that we wanted to know from this experiment. By comparing gestures from two languages, we tested if SOV is a universal conceptual order. Also, we want to check conceptual accessibility such as agentivity and animacy, and also we check the verb position in this gesture experiment. Again, they see pictures and they describe manually this picture, and then using three gesture components, boy, tree, and pig. We're gonna take a look at the real gesture example produced by elder Turku speaker next. So this person is seeing this picture on the screen, and then he's trying to describe this picture using only his hands. Okay. That's a kicking gesture, tree, boy. So that's a VOS gesture he produced. Next one is SVO gesture. And in the picture she saw was this. girl pushing action and a boy. So that's a SVO gesture. When we call the gesture, we call it only when three gesture components, that is subject, object, and action, were produced. In other words, if participants were not able to produce three components, we didn't analyze those data. And this is the first point we wanted to see. If SOV order is conceptually preferred, no matter what kind of language people speak, then SOV gestures should be observed in English and in Turku. And this is what we found from English speakers. As you can see, some participants produced SOV gesture order that is consistent with the previous study. So this might be very natural sequence when English speaker think about the event. However, this is a result from Turku. There is no SOV. So this comparison result indicate that perceiving the event in SOV order is not actually universal. It didn't happen to Turku speaker. Second point we wanted to see is that if agent is conceptually easier to access compared to patient, agent-patient gestures should be observed more than patient-agent gestures. And this is what we found. As you can see, the pattern is very similar in two languages. Oh, and then the blue bar represents agent-patient gestures. This shows that agent is obviously more accessible than patient in both language groups. The third point we wanted to see is animacy effect. If animate entity is conceptually easier to access than inanimate one, then we should be able to see the most OS gestures in this condition because the this is a animate one and this is inanimate. And we should be able to see the least OS gestures in this condition. This is our prediction. And the result from English and Turku shows that exactly what we predicted. And we don't see any differences between two languages. This shows that animate entity is more conceptually accessible than inanimate one in both SO English or OS Turku language. Finally, we take a look at the verb position in gesture results. And if language influences how people conceptually perceive the world or event, speakers of verb initial languages may be more sensitive to the action component compared to those of non-verb initial language speakers. And if you look at the token or percentage for verb initial gestures, we don't see any from English speakers, but we have pretty much from Turku speakers. So this suggests that which component is conceptually more accessible or more prominent could be varied depending on language people speak. In other words, VOS speakers, Turku speakers, might be more sensitive to action component when they think about the event or when perceiving the event. And this is a conclusion from four experiments that I just presented. So conceptual accessibility seems to be universal. However, the way people conceptually perceive the event seems not to be universal. Because the conceptual order is influenced by the word order at a certain degree. Not only that, VOS speakers, Turku speakers, seems to be cognitively more sensitive to the action component compared to English speakers. As a future direction, It might be interesting to use online measurements such as eye tracking, or it might be useful to test verb final languages as a comparison. And also, it might be useful to do the same experiment with younger generation in Turku so that we can see the change in language use and the change in conceptual system among different age groups. Thank you.
We have 10 minutes for questions.
Okay. I noticed that one picture was switched, so you have the agent on one side, agent on the other. Did you do that typically?
I'm sorry, could you repeat again?
I noticed that the agent.
Agent.
Yeah, the one who was doing the action was sometimes on the right and sometimes on the left.
Right.
With the same picture. So did you often flip the picture?
That's a good question. So people prefer to access the item in the left. So we always look at the left first and then right second.
Uh-huh.
That is why we control that part. Half of the item, agent appear to the left. Half of the time, agent appear to the right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I understand that you have already done some work on Fiji and with the eye tracking project. I'm wondering if you can give us an advance indication of how that project has proceeded.
Thank you. Actually, in Fiji, we failed to run the eye tracking experiment because of that electric problem. But we were able to run the same experiment in different language, Kakchikel language in Guatemala. And then what we see is still work ongoing. But yeah, I hope I can share that result here. But
can you speak to the microphone?
I'm sorry, okay.
So his question was, are there any result using the eye tracking equipment? The answer is yes. There is, but we are still working on that, analyzing the data. So I hope that I could share the result here today, but it's not ready yet. Thank you for asking that question.
Do you have any idea of why your study did not find an effect of, did not find the SOV signing order that earlier research had found?
Oh, good. Thank you. So the previous research testing English speakers, and then they found SOV gestures. And we use same English speakers here at UH, but we didn't find any SOV gestures. What we can think of is, okay, there are two reasons. The first one, their previous research, there is no practice session, but we do. You know, when you are asked to gesture this picture, obviously it is easy to gesture boy and tree first because that's accessible, right? So boy and tree, and then what's left? Kicking. So that's natural. That's natural to do that. But our case, we have a practice session for action element too. So people or participants are familiar with entities, boy and tree, and then also kicking action. So for our participants, all the items are equally easy to produce. That is why we can see what's really going on in the people's mind. But the previous study, since there's no practice session, people just gesture whatever is easy for them. That's the first point. And then the second point is previous study. They allow participants to do the pointing gesture too. If you can point and then describe this picture, it's easy to point boy, tree, and maybe kicking, right? So that really encouraged those people to produce SOV gestures. So that's the difference, and that's the reason why we didn't see SOV gestures. Thank you.
In the very beginning, you mentioned that the conceptual order of participants might be different from what you find in languages, or it might be the same, right? But the thing is, when you think about events, you're not limited to a sort of like linear representation, really, right? So you could have things happening at the same time, whereas if you talk then you're restricted to like a linear order, and the same if you're producing gestures, I assume, right?
That's a very good question. So our results, so what I said is, this is the order people access, right? But another interpretation is, this is the order. For example, if people did the gestures DOS order, this might show that verb component is the most activated one or most prominent one. People tend to pay attention to the most activated or most prominent information. That is why Turku speakers did the gesture for the action first. Anyway, the hand is only one, and if they have to pick one element out of three, then they would just grab the most activated component. So, in other words, we can say maybe that's the order people access conceptually, or that's the activated order people have in their mind. Thank you.
If the assumption is that the order in which arguments and verbs are presented in spoken language doesn't necessarily reflect the order in which events and entities are accessed, what leads us to believe that the gestures correlate with that underlying accessibility?
Right. One thing is that gesture is kind of established tool in psycholinguistic field to examine how people can conceptually access the element. But that is why as a future direction, what we want to do is an eye tracking study. Let me show you. Of course, you know, many studies have conducted and a gesture is a reliable tool to see what's going on in your mind. But this online measurement is more reliable, I think, because as a human beings, we cannot control our eye movement in a very short first 300 milliseconds. When you see the picture, you cannot really control where you look at. That happens unconsciously, and that shows which element is most activated at that point. And we can measure if we use eye tracking system. So that's more reliable, and then maybe if I can get data that is consistent with the gesture results, then that will back up our hypothesis or interpretation. Thank you.
Time for one more question.
Just now, you had mentioned the term activation or conceptual activation. I don't remember it occurring during your address. And I'm wondering if you could contrast conceptual accessibility, conceptual prominence, and conceptual activation.
Thank you for asking that. I use that term in the same way. Just the words are used in sometimes in psycholinguistics, sometimes in cognitive science, but they all mean the same. Cognitively highly activated or easiest to access conceptually, everything the same meaning.
We actually have time for one more question. If anyone has one.
Well, I was just wondering that since you're working on very endangered languages like Turku or Kamchatkan, a lot of times speakers are going to be highly bilingual. Did you do sort of formal proficiency testing?
Thank you. So as for Turku speakers, I was so lucky to have my collaborator, Apay Tan, who is a native speaker of Turku, and then heavily involved in a Turku community. So we did a language test beforehand, and all our participants are between 60-something to up to 89, and then their prominent language is Turku, not Mandarin, and then over 70, they don't even cannot speak Chinese, not bilingual. So yes, before asking them to participate in our experiment, we tested their language level, language bilingualism. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.